We'll put our hands together to pay our most respects to Grandmaster Living Buddha Lingshan, the Lineage Gurus, and the Buddha Bodhisattva, and the Brahma Protectors of the Shrines. Honorable Grandmaster Sunmu, Presiding Master and All Masters, Dharma Instructors, Reverends, Educators, and Fellow Disciples, and the people through the internet, good evening. First, and let me introduce myself. My name is Lian Ling. The Ling is the Chinese character of spirit. I'm actually from Melbourne, Australia, and came to Seattle. And in September 5, 2009, I took the opportunity to take vow of monkhood. And till now, it has been a month. And I would like to share my experience in the past month. What it's like to be a monk. First of all, and I would like to express my deepest gratitude to Grandmaster and Sunmu in regards to the fact that I was accepted as monk with True Buddhist School in spite of my somewhat disqualified condition. And to thanks to all the fellow devotees for helping me to successfully become the monk. I'm grateful. And I would like to extend my gratitude to the masters Nian Ling, Lian He, Lian Ye, and Lian Yi. They have helped in instructing speech-related or body-related issues to me. And I also like to extend my gratitude to all the reverends and masters through these times have helped me in learning various work-related, living-related issues and helped me to feel the warmth within the monastery environment. I thought the monastery environment should be very peaceful and laid back, but actually, it's filled of course. And the schedule is very tight. It's even harder. Or it has been a handful of daily works from dawn to dusk.
and
sometimes I feel tired and exhausted. Although I felt physically exhausted, but spiritually I'm not. But I'm actually working for Buddha, Bodhisattva. So it's different from actually working outside. And doing the daily course is actually part of our cultivation.
It's
helping us to grow in spiritual and it's different. It's mentally different. And the opportunity to learn. Of course, sometimes you feel tiresome. And sometimes I can feel the honors to us, to monks and nuns. So it gave me the opportunity to encourage myself to grow. And they may have, you could actually see from a lot of fellow disciples around Seattle And in Seattle,
事情呢,
the most happy things here is
跟我们的根本,
to be able to see Grandmaster
跟快吃饭,
and to eat together with him
几拳,
and practice Tai Chi
一个药佛,
and exercise together 三步, and circumambulate the temple with him.
听到师尊,
and sometimes we can hear his humorous joke.
聆听师尊无上智慧的开示,
and listening to Grandmaster's teaching.
那个世上独一无二的奇妙无比的爽朗的笑声,
and you can hear his laughters.
我感觉这是
his unique laughter. And that's the most happiest thing. It's something that you cannot buy even if you have money. So sometimes I feel maybe I should ordain my monkhood a long time ago.
所以在这边我生活其实是蛮快乐.
I'm actually pretty happy here in Seattle.
还可以享受到 美味的丰盛的那个,
of course, we can enjoy the delicious meals here in the Seattle Temple cafeteria.
所以我觉得我们每天的生活,
so I feel,
都应该过得像师尊所说的，活一天，修行一天。
The lives here in Seattle, we should be like Grandmaster. We should live one day, cultivate one day, enjoy one day, and be thankful one day. Although Grandmaster has said that he's not a perfect person, but if you are able to be around him a little closer, you can realize that he is a spiritually perfect person.
是是是位圆满的君子,
and perfectly enlightened person, a perfect Buddha and a perfect teacher.
最后弟子,
at last, and I'm hoping Grandmaster to be healthy and long live and always turn the Dharma wheel and always live in Seattle.
永远不离开我们,
and never leave us.
谢谢大家,
and thanks to everyone. Om Mani Padme Hum. First, put our hands together to pay our respects to Grandmaster, our lineage guru, Living Buddha Lien Shen, and respect to the lineage gurus and the main principal deities, Huan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the Buddha, Bodhisattva, and Dharma protectors of the shrine. Grandmaster, Sumu, all masters, all reverends, and all the disciples, and people through the internet. Good evening, everyone. Amitabha. My name is Lian Fu, and I took my
in
Seattle the Mahamurui ceremony conducted by Grandmaster, and I took my ordination that day. And I'm here at the Central Temple in Chubut School. And I'm hoping to spend a wonderful weekend with everyone here. And today is my first time to lead the practice. And I'll briefly introduce myself. How did I learn Chubut School? And how I took refuge after Grandmaster? And how I obtained a little comprehension of the Buddhist cultivation and the reason of my ordination. I was born in northeast of China,
大学呢读的
工科 and in、college I studied engineer
由中国
and in 2002
加拿大
I migrated from Dalian to Canada
也算是很有缘分的、哦、
knowing、having the affinity with True Buddhist School
我随我们
in 2000
北美招商
in the year of 2000 I actually follow a group of businessmen
是加拿大的满地可
from Dalian
大家、
to
因为我们有团
went to Montreal, Canada so we went to pay respect to the Buddha
一个道场
so we actually went to one of the True Buddhist School Dharma True Buddhist School temple over in Montreal
大白莲花童子啊就是那个像在金身像
I saw the white the statue of white Pamakumara and I felt the closeness
然后呢我们
and seems like I know the Buddha for a long time so after we pay respect to the Pamakumara and I went back to China
不想再在中
and I decided not to stay in China
然后呢
to develop my business so I decided to migrate to Canada
不理解哦这个人怎么突然间非要走了
some people don't understand why I wanted to immigrate outside but because of the Buddha's blessing
一年多的时间
and only a little over a year I was able to smoothly immigrate to Canada
还是先到满地可落地
and my first landing was Montreal
然后后来无意之中呢
and afterward I saw a newspaper announcing
有一条消息要做法会
a True Buddhist School ceremony
我想我去看一看
so I thought I'd just go there and take a look
就是我以前来那个地方
and it was the place that I actually went to pay my respect back then in 2000 so there I saw acompassionate reverend kind reverend Lian Ting and he's over in Malaysia now he was the one who led me to take refuge after Grandmaster so I'm very grateful to him to lead me to True Buddhist School I actually took refuge after Grandmaster was back in 2003 in April and that was when Grandmaster was in retreat but I actually cultivated diligently the four preliminary dharma and recite the Haikuan Yin Sutra and chant the 100 syllabus mantras and read Grandmaster's book at that time I actually received a lot of spiritual responses and also dreams
from
the Buddha's blessing
and
it actually encouraged me and gave me a lot of confidence in the cultivation path and I realized the outstanding of True Buddhist Dharma
and
before Grandmaster came out of his retreat
so
I moved to Vancouver so it's closer to Seattle after 2006 when Grandmaster came out of his retreat
we actually
drove here almost every week to join the group practice here in Seattle
你们为什么每周都去西雅图啊
so there are people actually ask us why are you going to Seattle every week do you have any boyfriend over there
后来我们都说啊对啊
our answer to them yes we do
有啊不是一个
not one but many
那个雷藏寺那个坛城那个
so the Buddha Bodhisattvas on the shrine are all our boyfriends
看起来比较执着了
so
每周都来呢这样三年下来到现在还有三年的
so has been 3 years we have been coming here and I gain a lot from being here
传承上师呢
and our lineage
佛
root guru is actually a Buddha and I see him as a Buddha
一举一动一言
and his every movement actions
我们学到了很多
are all Buddha
所以说
so we can learn so much from him
如果没有很强烈的信念呢也不会每周都来
so if we don't have a lot of faith we won't be here every week
如果呢你想来
but if you want to be here but some people don't have enough capital but if some people have enough capital but they don't want to come here
是和佛很有缘
So if you have the capital and you want to see the Buddha, then you are considered lucky. And you have the affinity with Buddha. So here, I'm very honored and grateful to Grand Master's teaching so that I can have more comprehension on the Buddhist philosophy. So everything are from the lineage Guru. The gratitude is cannot be expressed just by speech.
Our
parents gave us life, but our Guru's grandmaster gave me the wisdom life. So I'm grateful to him. So if I did not take refuge after the enlightened teacher and read his book, then there's no way for me to actually be here and become a monk. So thankful to Grand Master, and I like to be grateful to myself. From generation after generation, leading a cultivating life. And today I would like to share a word with everyone, that is the belief, faith. The word in Chinese is faith. In one of the Maha Wisdom Sutra, the Dhamma, just like the great ocean, if you believe, have the faith, it will be able to enter, and the wisdom. In order to have the wisdom, and you have to have the pure faith in order to enter into Dhamma. And faith is just like a hand. And in the to enter the treasure mountain, and you can freely gain the treasure. But if you don't have the hand, then entering the treasure mountain, then you cannot gain anything. So overall, to have deep belief in the Buddhism, it leads from the faith. And today, we have the opportunity to take refuge after Grand Master. And these are the merits that we generated from, accumulated from different lifetames. Grandmaster, the White Hamakumara, came to the Saha world for one reason, and that is to preach and save all sentient beings, to deliver all sentient beings. It's hard to gain the human body, and it's hard, even harder to actually to hear the Dhamma. So we have this affinity and merits to take refuge after Grand Master. Then, Buddhist Dhamma is equal, so everyone can have the opportunity to attain Buddhahood. So to learn the Dhamma, the ultimate goal is to liberate from birth and death and to see the Buddha nature and to become the Buddha.
Yeah.
There is a lot of Buddha, Bodhisattva came into Saha world. But sometimes they cannot attain Buddhahood. Why? Because they did not identify the importance of enlightened teacher. And our teacher is actually the achiever of Buddhahood of this life. So we could take refuge after true Buddhist Dharma. Grand Master is the most fortunate things of this lifetime. And we know that we have 50 million disciples around the world. And there are more people to join. Why? Because true Buddhist school, we have the true lineage, true Dharma, and the true enlightenment. And there are a lot of fellow disciples attain the higher level of cultivation. And there are including the excellent Vajra masters and a lot of lay disciples. They have attained higher achievements like Lianhua Dexiang. Our grandmaster would not give up on anyone, and he uses the thousand Hinayana and Tantrayana to teach us. So we need, being a teacher, being a disciple of grandmaster, we need to treasure this merit, and we have to respect our teacher, and we have to know that in Tantrayana is one refuge, and we have to know who we take the refuge after. So if you don't believe and not knowing, you cannot receive the blessing from your guru. So you have to know that you actually took refuge after grandmaster and have faith with him. To generate a pure faith is very important. So if you believe, then you'll receive the unbelievable blessing to help you achieve. So we have to respect your teacher and treasure the Dharma and cultivate diligently and truly practice. So if you don't believe your teacher's teaching, then why are you practicing? So we have to treasure these merits to learn the Dharma, and we have to know that teacher is here, is our merit, and it's all sentient beings' merits. So we have to supplicate grandmasters to stay in Sahawar, to always turn the Dharma wheel. So as a disciple, we have to please him and not to give him any worries.
你每天总给他找烦恼，但是佛是如如不动的， 为什么？
So although the Buddha itself is not, does not have trouble and is unmovable, so we have to, his worry is only on sentient beings. So we have to know the life is short and everything is like an illusion. The impermanence comes so quickly. So cultivating is the most important thing in this life. So you have to see through and let go. And we have to read more grandmaster's book. And especially money, we know that we cannot bring, take that along with us when we pass away, when we die. So we have to cultivate diligently. So I feel that we should listen, read grandmaster's book and listen to his Dharma speech lectures. He's very compassionate. He gather all the essence of the Buddhist teaching in his books. So if you read some of the books that he already translated, the sutras, like the Perfection Sutra, and all different type of sutra that was already lectured by Grandmaster, then you are able to raise your understanding and wisdoms in the Buddhist philosophies. I'm a normal person, a common person, very simple. And if I can understand, you can understand as well. So we have to have faith in your teacher. And by so, then you'll receive the blessing from Grandmaster. And maybe in this lifetime, the opportunity to attain the Buddhahood and see your Buddha nature. And if you have the opportunity to come to Seattle or attend all the ceremony conducted by Grandmaster, treasure the opportunity to get close to him, because he is one that is enlightened. And some people may have received enlightenment, but not to the stage of, not in the same level as Grandmaster. But by reading or listening to Grandmaster's teaching, you'll raise your understanding and comprehension. So you have to know in Tantrayana, What is, who are you? You are the Buddha. What is the Buddha? If you are not deluded and not attached, and once your body is pure, then you are the Buddha. But when you are deluded, you are a sentient being. But when you are enlightened, then you are the Buddha. So we cultivate Guanyin Bodhisattva's Dharma, then we have to learn Guanyin Bodhisattva's compassion and wisdom. So as a cultivator, we have to know cause and effects and do not create more karma or cultivate to gain. To not generate more bad karma. And we have to know that when a place that a tiger can jump over, that doesn't mean a rabbit can jump over as well. So we should not harm anybody. We should always hold the precepts and do more charity works. And don't do any bad things. And self-deliver and deliver order and generate more bodhicitta. And at last, I would like to pay my gratitude to Grand Master to direct me a clear path to take the ordination and to cultivate to serve sentient beings. Life is
非常有意义的. 同时呢, 我要感谢真佛宗的
valuable this way.
堂主,
and I also like to pay my gratitude to True Buddhist School's Master Reverence and the leading people of all chapters and temples and all the Vancouver disciples, fellow disciples to caring and encouragement. I will never forget everyone. And I also like to pay my gratitude to the disciples here who are taking care of me and the Seattle's everyone here. Being very generous to me.
大家有人讲这里是武雷藏寺是龙
Some people say Seattle is actually a dragon lake or tiger den. But it's not that. I think here is wonderful. Because I'm my Chinese zodiac is dragon. So and here we have dragon king. So if I have anything, I can just talk to him. So here is actually wonderful. It's not like what they say out there. And there are a lot of people. I'm hoping that everyone to come to Seattle here. And I'm sure Grand Master is welcome you all.
今天呢,我第一次带同学,
and today is my first time
大家不一定认同啊,
leading the group practice. And,
但是呢,
not everyone may agree with my content, but I'm actually, I'm sure that you liked what I will say next. That is, I will represent everyone to invite Grand Master to give us the speech.
And
now I represent everyone to ask for Grand Master to give us the teaching.
Namaste, Sakya Zenkong Sangsi, 16世大宝法王卡玛巴图登大吉上师敬礼
homage to the main deity of tonight's practice, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, presiding master, Master Lian Fu,
Sumu,
师母,
各位上师, 教授是
All masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers,
支助教
Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers, all disciples over the internet, may all be auspicious. This evening we will continue to expound on the Six Patriarch Sutra, the Platform Sutra by the Six Patriarch.
善知识,
the Six Patriarch said,
内外不住,
virtuous and knowledgeable friends,
以来,
not dwelling inwardly nor outwardly, coming and going freely,
直心,
the ability to cast away all grasping, to be free of all obstructions. If one is able to cultivate such conducts, then one is no different than the Prajna Sutra.
啊，这一句话我再重。
So let me repeat this statement.
六祖说,
the Six Patriarchs said,
知识,
virtuous and knowledgeable friends,
不住,
not dwelling inwardly nor outwardly, coming and going freely, the ability to cast away all grasping, to be free from all obstructions. One who is able to cultivate such conducts is no different from the Prajna Sutra. This was spoken by the Six Patriarchs. The key point is in this non-dwelling inwardly nor outwardly.
什么是内呢?
So what is inward?
在佛教里面讲,
in Buddhism,
关心, 观察自己的心,
observing our own mind, that's inward.
什么叫做外呢?
And what is outward?
就是说你修法是为了
in performing spiritual cultivation for the purpose of earning more money, curing your diseases, to have harmony in your family, or to subdue your enemies, then that's outward.
啊，其实在真正的佛法里面
Actually, in the true Buddha Dharma, for those who are truly enlightened, that you are not dwelling inwardly nor outwardly. Because the mind is said very clearly that the mind is not inside your body. If you search for your mind inside your body, you cannot find it.
啊，像我们身体里面呢，就只有一个
like inside our body, there's this heart, the organ, a heart organ that's made of physical body. It's not the true heart or mind. So inwardly, you cannot find this mind.
那么有人就讲啊,
and the mind doesn't exist outwardly either.
那一定是在内外。
So if it's not inside nor outside, then it's between in and out.Between inside and outside, but that's not the case. So it's not on the surface, superficial skin either. The Six Patriarchs said that you don't dwell inwardly nor outwardly. He is talking about the mind, that the mind is not inside, it's not outside, and it's not in between. That's what the Six Patriarchs meant.So what does the coming and going freely mean?
就是离开了。
So going means leaving.
啊，就是。
Coming.
来了。
Means coming.
那么就是在英文讲。
So in English.
这个去就是 go.
So.
来就是 come.
Go. And come.
是吗？
Right? So coming and going freely, according to the Six Patriarchs, what he meant was that being born is coming and dying is going.
真正开悟的,
for the truly enlightened ones,
要来就来, 要去就去,
they come whenever they want to, or they go whenever they want to.
来去,
they are free at will to come and go. And there's no limitation.
刚刚莲林法师讲了,
so Reverend Lian Ming said,
离开西雅图,
that Grandmaster never leaves Seattle. So you limit me that way.
Yeah.
I can only be in Seattle.
是把我限制住了。
So I'm restricted.
我要跟莲林法师讲。
So I want to tell Reverend 莲林
尊呢,
that Grandmaster
历来自由,
comes and goes freely.
历来自由。啊, 谁也不能,
comes and goes freely. Nobody can restrict this. Nobody has the ability to restrict it.
哪里呢? 它有因缘在。
Where I live depends on the affinity.
你什么时候住哪里?
There's the causes and conditions behind it.
什么时候去?
Where or when I reside where?
因缘, 照因缘,
that all has the karmic affinity. So I go according to the affinity. I follow the wind.
那个诗人写诗啊。
So the poets writing like that, just follow the wind.
我们人,
where the wind blows,
随风的脚步,
that's where I would be.
啊, 随着感觉走。
And the poets also just follow their feelings. So wherever you feel good, then there where you would be. Or we would joke that wherever it's cool, then wherever I would be.
这个谈到诗人啊, 这个,
talking about the poets,
在民国初,
徐志摩,
徐志摩,
that was born during the revolution time in China. Many people learn to be like him, to write poems like him.
学习志蒙的诗,
there are three people who are learning or studying 徐志摩's poems.
从山上飘下来, 从山上飘下,
a cool breeze float from the mountain.
飘飘, 这个就好像,
and you feel like floating
另外一个是,
in the clouds. And the other poet said,
带来了这个,
a small stream bring
身边,
a cool,
哇, 都是很美,
water
另外一个, 一个,
flowing around me, and that's also beautiful. And there's another new poet seeing a,
他说, 哎呀,
chicken walking,
土鸡走出来,
oh, a,
我们今天,
a chicken is coming out.So this evening we would have a,
好, 那个美好的,
a delicious meal.
这个也是诗人嘛, 土鸡也, 也是,
that's also poetic. It's the chickens.
我记得有一个人,
quite real.
诗人在赞扬这个,
I remember,
海水,
there was another poet that is admiring the,
海啊,
ocean.
你是我的母亲。
Oh, ocean, you are my mother.
海啊。
So the poet is admiring the ocean.
结果一个大浪打来。
And then a huge wave hit him.
把诗人打了，这全身都。
And the poet got really wet.
这诗人就火大了。
And he got angry. Oh, are you a stepmother?
这个写诗啊。
So writing poems,
要写给大地,
and the new book that I'll be writing is that writing to the Mother Earth.
我也是,
and in each article there would be a poem. I'm also a poet.
这个去来自由,
so coming and going freely,
生跟死都是自在的,
means that you are at, you can be reborn and die at will, or you have great mastery over it, and you're not restricted in your coming and going.
那么六祖又讲啊，能
The sixth patriarch also said that if you can cast away all graspings, this graspings means attachments. So you need to eliminate this graspings. Every one of us has this.
所谓芸芸众生啊，
so all the sentient beings have attachments.
那么有的人执着
Some people
face
are attached to how they look, to their face.
他的脸啊，每天啊他挤他的青春痘。
They would take care of their acne. So that's attachment.
真的挤春痘，挤青春痘也会挤出，挤出执着的。
So
天天一定要挤。
If you have to take care of your acne every day, then that's also a kind of attachment. So even if you have all the marks all over your face, you still do it.
满脸的芝麻
So all marks, all sesame seeds or flowers on your face. If you don't
一定拼命挤挤到最后
press on your acne, then you don't feel good. So it becomes a disease.
执着他的 face.
So you're so attached to your face or to how you look. You want to present your best look. But in reality,You can't hurry things.
变成了满脸的那个芝麻。
And the result is the opposite of what you wanted. So you have all marks on your face. So this is a small kind of attachment.
还有很多无穷无尽的执着。
And there are other unlimited attachments.
这个都不可以的。像我以前
找过 You shouldn't allow this. Like in the past, grandmasters also had attachments. That in delivering sentient beings, you have a mind of equality and you never forsake anyone. But grandmaster said in the past that there would be one that I will not deliver. So this is attachment.
所以那一句话是错的。
You can't be like that. So that statement that I made was wrong.
无论如何
No matter what, you regard all sentient beings as equal.
有仇有恨几代
No matter how much hatred or revenge you had for so many lifetimes,
也不能够执着
You still can't have any attachments or any graspings.
所以呢修行到最后
So at the
什么都是
end of your spiritual cultivation there is nothing that's not good everything is good no matter how bad it is it's still good
一个大彻大悟的人啊
those who are truly and ultimately enlightened you cannot have any hatred in your heart because hatred is the causeOr the root of hell. Love is also the seeds of hell. Love too is a kind of attachment. But you can't avoid it. You need to transform the small love into great love. But when you can't avoid the small love, what should you do? You should just follow the wind. Follow your feeling, your instinct. You can place the love in your heart. And one day, when love naturally appears and naturally disappears, then you just treat it as a natural thing.
也不恨, 也不会有恨
No hatred、
啊、这个才是真正
Then that would be
这个才是不执着啦
That would be the truth And that would be non-attachment
这个才是不执着
Simply said Then this way you have no attachment
那也不是说不能够有可以有
It doesn't mean that you cannot have love You can have love Or you can feel the love But if love disappears You don't have any kind of feelings to it Then that would be a true love You're not attached to the love And you're not attached to the hatred Hatred too can appear But quickly you need to transform the hatred into compassion
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important thing.
所以执着是很难去除的。
So it's very difficult to eliminate these attachments or grasping.
最难的。
In this world, the most difficult thing is to eliminate the attachments.
啊，这一点非常的重要。
So this is a very important point.
我们看见所有的。众生看见所有的事，看见国家。
In seeing all the sentient beings, in all things happening, all countries as big as the whole universe or as small as our own individual life, there's always some dissatisfaction that would create some worries and troubles.
就会因为执着产生烦恼
So because of attachments You would have worries
贪物的心思去给它去除掉
And at this time You have to use the mind of enlightenment To eliminate them
才能够通达无碍
So by casting away Or eliminating all graspings Then you would be free from all obstructions. This free, being free of obstructions, I wrote about this in my earlier books. The philosophy to be free of obstructions. So, this is the philosophy to be free from all obstructions. That everything is going smoothly. Which is the philosophy of self-mastery.And great liberation.
如果是说
Today, Grandmaster Lu,
所以我也写说如果
if Grandmaster Lu were to be in jail, so I also said that if I were the ex-president Ah Bian of Taiwan,
我会实践我的无爱哲学
then I would implement my philosophy of being free of all obstructions.So the jail, the prison, would restrict my physical body, but it will not limit my mind or my philosophy to be free of obstructions. So I have no obstructions. I would utilize this small room to meditate, to...Recite the mantras, to write, and to spiritual cultivate. So there are only two things in my life. One is to write, and the other is to cultivate spiritually. And when I have attainments, I would propagate the Buddha Dharma and deliver sentient beings. So two things in my life. Cultivate spiritually and to write.
没有阻碍我在
Free from obstructions Even if I'm in prison
我也是没有
In jail I'm still free of obstructions I will continue to write And continue to cultivate
然后我把的这个真正的这个慧命、啊、出神
And then I would transport my wisdom life Out of my bodyTo deliver all sentient beings. And all the same, I would
将来
still
肉身
deliver sentient beings. So in the future, if my physical body die, pass away,
这个身还在
my image, my statue,
这个
my image would stay. So this statue is false.But the true image has no form.
随时在世界各地
That at any time, it would be all over the world. It would be in all 10 Dharma realms to deliver sentient beings.
所以大彻大悟的人常常讲
So the truly and perfectly enlightened one would say that he has no births and no deaths.That's what it means.
实无执着，一切无碍。
That there's no inward, no outward, no coming and no going.
能够修这样。
No attachments and free of all obstructions.
本无差别。
So, being able to cultivate such conduct, then it would be no different from the Prajna Sutra. So what is the Prajna Sutra? It's not the Prajna Paramita Heart Sutra. And it's not the Maha Prajna Paramita Sutra. So it's not that. But Prajna Sutra is the common name for all the Prajna Sutras, like the Maha Prajna Sutra,The Radiant Light Prajna Sutra, the Small Prajna Sutra, the Ascending to the Heavenly Realm Prajna Sutra, the Diamond Prajna Sutra, and also the Tantric Prajna Sutra, Li Qi Prajna Sutra.These are all considered the Prajna Sutra.
还有很多叫等等等。
And there are many more.
人王波叶经。
And 人王 Prajna Sutra.
这个都是波叶经。跟
These are all considered the Prajna Sutra.
你如果是教
这
样子修行
So, if you cultivate according to this concept, then you are no different from all the Prajna Sutras.This was spoken by the sixth patriarch.
啊，我们有时候啊，我们这个
sometimes
开悟的时候啊，不是拿着。
At the time, the Buddha Sakyamuni was enlightened. He was holding a flower, and he didn't say a word. Immediately, someone gained the comprehension, the meaning of the.Holding of the flower.
本身也不持发。
But Grandmaster is not holding any flower.
金鸡独立。
And I can just stand on one feet. 独立。
那么一个金鸡独立呢，就
So with this standing on one feet, someone would know.
吸入了。
And would gain the insight.
佛的智慧。
So, he's gained the wisdom of the Buddha.
这个
There was a Zen master who also said, these are all the stupid ways.
有的禅师讲，什么都不用说。
Some Zen master would say, you don't need to say anything.
不用说。
You don't need to say anything. He would take the Dharma seat,And sit a little while, taking a look at everyone, and then would walk down. So, how come you walked down? Because he said that he had finished giving the Dharma talk. So, isn't that the same as holding the flower or standing on one leg? So, that's still stupid. So, that's the stupid joke.There's a dog that said that he's very smart. And everyone said he's smart because he could stand on his 2 feet. And he could help his owner to buy newspaper and pay.
非常的聪明。
So this dog was very smart.
会打这个桥牌。
And he could still play bridge. He could play bridge.
狗很厉害啊，这个狗很有智慧。
So the dog was incredible. He was very wise. And there was a reporter that interviewed the owner of this dog. And the owner said that this dog's not smart. He's stupid.
明明已经这么聪明。
But he's very smart. And he could even sing, play bridge.Help you buy things and could stand on his 2 feet. That's not bad. He's smart enough. Why did you say he's stupid? He's really stupid. Because when he had a good cards on his bridge, then he would whack his tail.
So, 讲大彻大悟的人呢
So the truly and greatly enlightened one, still stupid. Like Buddha Sakyamuni holding a flower, some people would say there's no need to hold the flower. Or grandmaster's standing on one leg, and he would say there's no need to do that. And there's no need to take the Dharma seat and to come from the Dharma seat. That's how it is. Everything...is as natural as is. Everything is as thus. So, just I'll let you guess what the truly enlightenment is. So Reverend Lian Ying was talking, saying a lot of words of gratitude, being grateful to Xiad Le Zhang Si,at Le Zhang Temple and to the laughters of Grandmaster and this and that. There's no need to offer your gratitude. You can just invite us for dinner. You can invite everyone present here for dinner.
This is not going to be like this.
But you can say that either.
有一个人写了一个东西。
Someone wrote this.
这个大象啊，大象跟蚂蚁结婚。
The elephant marry an ant, and they want to have a party.
结婚都是要请客嘛，对不对
？For the wedding party.
刚刚讲说莲宁法师请客就可以了，不用感谢太多。
Like what I said, Reverend Lian Ying can just invite us for dinner rather than offering words of gratitude.
要请客宴请。
So at their wedding, the elephant and the ant have a party to invite their friends and families. And the elephant shook his head and said, maybe it's best not to give the party. And the ant asked, it'sThe wedding is a good thing. Why don't we give a party? And the elephant said, because I don't have enough money. You know how many your families are in the ant family? You know, the elephant only have few members of the family, but the ants would fill the whole mountains and forest. So I don't have enough money.So Reverend Lian Ying has the same excuse. You want me to invite everyone? I have no income as a monk. How can I have so much money?
是啊，我们想一想，真的蚂蚁
That's true. The ants have so many relatives.
大象跟蚂蚁结婚请客
So the elephant and the ant are getting married.And the elephant did not want to invite or to give a party because the relatives of the ant is too many. And Master Lian Fu was talking about the affinity that was very good. So if you have, when the affinity is here, then you would gather together, you would be together.So, when the teacher and the disciple have the affinity, then they would have the teacher-student relationship.
西雅图, 坦白讲, 是不近的,
so from Vancouver to Seattle, it's not
感谢,
so close. I'm also grateful, but I'm not
感谢,
giving a party.
同门,
I'm grateful to all the disciples from Vancouver. They have to drive 3 hours coming here and 3 hours going back. And by the time they get home, it would be almost dawn. And if there's Homa on Sundays, they would stay overnight. Otherwise, they would drive back later after the practice at midnight. So altogether, they would have to drive 6 hours. And at borders, they have to wait sometimes an hour, half an hour, and sometimes several hours.
So I'm
very moved. So the Seattle Leizang Temple can invite them for a feast. So we're borrowing flowers to offer to the Buddha. So really, we are very moved by the disciples from Vancouver coming here every weekend. Master Lian Fu, she came every Saturday and Sunday. She also mentioned about non-attachment. That was also spoken by the Sixth Patriarch. Don't be attached, and you need to be grateful, like what Grandmaster said. Living one day, we should be happy for the day, and cultivate for the day, and be grateful for the day. So both Reverend Lian Ming and Master Lian Fu mentioned that. Our human life is limited, but our wisdom life is unlimited. And the wisdom life is more important than the human life. That's what Master Lian Fu mentioned earlier. Only faith can guide you to the gate. And this faith is the affinity.
能够成为师父跟徒弟之间的因缘,
so,
都是有因果,
the affinity
这个缘存在,
of
有这个缘存在,
both the teacher and the disciple is due to the karmic connections.
你来归,
that's why there would be the faith. Otherwise, just by saying, oh, please come and take refuge in Grandmaster Lu and Trubuddha School, they would not listen to that. They just shake their head. I don't believe in
it.
Because there's no affinity. Because faith is the affinity. If you believe, if there's faith, then you would have the affinity. Then you can enter the Dharma doors. Without faith, even if we give money, if it's free for meals, and even if we give you books, perhaps once you get the book, then you just place it on the bookshelf. And when it gathers dust, and when you grow really old, and you just take it by chance, and like, oh, how could there be this book? And you just throw it into the garbage, and it's gone. So the books that you give to him, he did not even take a look. So there's no causes. Where would there be the affinity? So this faith is very important. Buddha Dharma is extremely good. But only by having the faith in the Buddha Dharma, you can enter the Dharma doors. Then you would create the affinity with the Buddha or the Buddha Dharma, and then you can cultivate. Otherwise, our human life is limited. We would be very busy from birth till death,
from the elementary schools, high schools, college,
成家,
bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD degrees, careers,
职场,
forming families,
赚钱,
and get into the rat race, earning money.
赚到很多钱,
and if you're lucky, then perhaps you would earn a lot of money, and you grow old, you get sick,
那就死了,
then you would die.
底下的这个儿子, 又跟着你,
and next, the children follow the, your steps, and the grandchildren follow your steps.
叫做信,
they don't know what faith is about.
那这个人生只有生命啊, 只有来跟去,
so,
其中空,
in this human world, there's this life that's coming and going, and in between, it's empty.
不知道啊,
they don't know about spiritual cultivation. They don't know about wisdom. They don't know about transcending life and death and about self-mastery. They never knew.
信跟不信是相对,
in reality, belief and disbelief are complementary.
一个是不信,
one is believing and the other one is not believing.
这个门以后了,
but if you believe,
你能够大,
and if you have entered the doors, then one day you would have complete understanding.
人都有,
and you would have the perfect enlightenment. And in order to understand, that's also not easy. You have to eliminate your attachments first.
一个,
that's what the six patriarchs said.
一个假,
there's this story. A said to B, my neighbor is very despicable. And B asked, how? How so?
假就打,
and A answered,
这个邻居啊, 三更半夜,
my neighbor in the middle of the night
来敲我的门,
knock on my door
震天驾响,
very loudly.
这个乙就问他,
and B asked,
有没有报警啊?
Did you report to the police?
那个甲就回答,
and A answered, no.
我继续吹我的小喇叭,
I continue to blow on my trumpets.
我继续吹我的小喇叭,
I just continued blowing on my trumpet.
你说这个是不是执着?
So, don't you call this attachment? And he said that the neighbor is really despicable. That he knock on my door loudly and ring the bell and kick on the door.
他不理他,
but he ignored him. He continued to blow on the trumpet.
我们的住持啊,
so our abbot likes to play the Chinese violin.
啊, 希望他不要三更半夜,
we hope that he doesn't do it in the middle of the night.
这个在白天拉胡琴可,
in the daytime it's okay, but not in the middle of the night.
睡的法师起来都要打他的,
then all the reverends sleeping next to him would hit him, and he would say, oh, how could you hit an abbot?
警察已经很好了,
it's good enough that they don't call the police.
这个就是执着,
this is attachment.
你喊别人可恶,
you call the others despicable, but actually you yourself are despicable.
你三更半夜吹喇叭,
so you play the trumpet in the middle of the night, then that's your attachment.
别人本身是不执着，别人是在睡觉的时候,
others don't have attachments because that's their time to sleep.
时候啊，是这样子的, 不要,
so that's the case sometimes. Don't always think that you're right.
不以为自己对,
Grand Master never regard himself as always right.
我只是顺着自然,
I just follow the nature.
随风的脚步走,
follow the steps of the wind.
随着感觉而走,
and follow my feeling and my instinct.
我从来不以为我自己对,
I never
regard myself as right.
你要常常观察自己。
Because you have to observe yourself. You have to be introspective of yourself, whether you are right or wrong.
这一种去观察别人。
And you use this mindset to observe others.
对的。
That others are always right.
错的就是你不能换的。
And the mistakes of others are the examples for yourself.
就是教他在。
So the mistakes of others are teaching you not to do the same thing.
别人做对的就是你。
And the right things that others do are good examples for you.
就是在警惕。
And the mistakes of others are to warn you.
常观察自己。
People needs to be introspective of yourself, your conduct, your speech, your thoughts.
谁说男生不会吃醋呢？
Who said that the men are not jealous? Even men can be jealous.
也会吃醋。
And the woman can be jealous too.
更会吃醋。
Even more so.
更啊。
Even more.
男生也会吃醋。
And the men too can be jealous. They are all people. They all have feelings. How can they be free of envy and jealousy?
但是你嫉妒的时候啊,
But when you are envious, you need to be mindful of yourself. Why do you have such feeling? What kind of attachment do you have?
吃醋的时候你要观察。
When you're jealous, you need to be mindful of yourself.
执着什么?
Why? What are you attached to?
找出来。
You need to find the cause of your attachment and to resolve it.
就不会执着。
Then you will not be any more attachment. You will not have any more
attachment. 因为你吃醋，一定你执着什么?
Because being jealous means that you have some attachment.
一定执着什么?
It's the same with envy.
当你把观察自己把原因找出来的时候，
When you're introspective of yourself and you find the cause and eliminate the cause, this is called eliminating your attachment. Then you will not be envious nor jealous anymore. It's the same concept in your spiritual cultivation too.
你执着爱，
If you're attached to love, then you're bonded by the love. If you're attached to hatred, then you'll be bounded by the hatred. If you're attached to feeling, then you would be bonded by the feelings. If you're attached to perfection, then you would be bonded by it. There's no such thing as perfection in this world.
没有 perfect.
There is no perfection.
这世界上没有完美。
It's always imperfect. There's no perfection in this world because you understand there's no perfection in this world, then you can eliminate all attachments. If you are a perfectionist and everything has to be perfect, then your attachment will go no end, will be never ending. You need to know that there is no such thing as perfection in this world.
这个就是六祖讲的。
This is what the six patriarchs said.
无气无来。
So no inwardly, no outwardly, no coming, no going.No attachments, no obstructions.
大彻大悟。
This way you can gain a true and perfect enlightenment.
没有差别。
Then there would be no difference from the Prajna Sutras and no difference from the Buddha's wisdom.
啊，我这样讲，不知道大家能够。
So saying it this way, I don't know whether you would understand it.
这样事实上
In reality,
师尊也不是完美。
Grandmaster too is not perfect. I've said that. Someone just said that Grandmaster is perfect and complete. No.
这个 is true, not kidding. It's true, not kidding. 我不是
It's true, not kidding.
世尊便不是完美。世尊也有
I don't lie to you. Grand Master is not perfect.
但是
Grand Master also has attachments sometimes.
这个、
But I would think that why would I be attached to this?
原因找出来
And I find the cause and get rid of the cause because this cause is not perfect.
这些都不是完美
That all these are not perfect because you know it is imperfect, then it's easy to eliminate the attachments.
就消失
Once the attachments are eliminated,that your worries and troubles are gone, then you would walk the path of non-obstruction. That the human world is imperfect. That each one of us is imperfect. The country too is imperfect. Don't think that the country is perfect.It is imperfect.
整个宇宙啊，自然啊，就是完美的。
And perhaps you think that the universe or the nature is perfect. It's not.
完美的吗？
You think that the five elements are perfect. No, it's imperfect.
我们看月亮，哇，月亮好美。
Or the moon, oh, it's so beautiful.
不是完美。
But the moon is imperfect.
我们看土星的外环，哇，这么美。
The aura of the earth is so beautiful, but it's not perfect. The whole universe is not perfect. The earth can have earthquake, the fire,
火烧山林.
You can have the fire burning the forest,
水,
the water,
大水.
You can have flood from the water,
风.
The wind can become a typhoon.
没有一样是完美的。
There isn't one thing that is perfect.
之中，你要走出一条。
But in this imperfection, you need to walk the path of non-obstruction, O Mani Bemihom.